This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, it is Lee Chui Lin and Kelvin Yee. First up on Popit Popit Live today, we're talking about healthy food in honour of this week's World Food Day. But of course, you can join the conversation at any point. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. All this coming your way on the evening edition.
BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 in the evening with Lynn and Kelvin, and first up on the show, it's Pop It Pop It Life. So this week, we saw World Food Day celebrated. It was actually on Wednesday. And really, we should have called this segment Pop It Pop It Shameless Plug, because we are observing World Food Day today because, well, you might have heard the ticket giveaways, you might have heard our promos. We're kind of having a small little, you know, F&B event where we'll be brainstorming food matters. It's called Takeaway 2019. It's happening on the 4th of November at Connection at the Vertical Bangsa South.
But we also did think that the theme for this year for World Food Day was interesting. It's themed Our Actions Are Our Future, Healthy Diets for a Zero Hunger World. So it's set yearly by the FAO, or the Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN. And that can apply in many of the things we do, you know, from the way we deal with food waste. You know, can we channel all that food to communities who need it? And this is something that the government has sort of been working on, especially with their food donors bill lately. And other ways also to think about how we choose to eat and how we plan our diets and how we buy our groceries.
So we would like to hear from you. I mean, because we keep hearing about the fact that you see numbers going up, for example, for people who are choosing to go vegan.
Yeah.
You know, and you also see in some ways, even big fast food chains responding to that.
Yeah.
We see the Beyond Meat. Yeah, we've seen those burgers.
The Impossible Burger.
Impossible, yes, that's right. And that has actually become an option if you order a Whopper in the United States in Burger King. KFC is also talking about rolling out a vegan option. So clearly, you know, it's having some sort of business impact. But I wonder whether on the ground, on a day-to-day basis, how many of us are actually looking at healthy diets, you know, how many of us are actually doing that? Because I think it's actually quite a big shift if you weren't necessarily raised on, if you weren't necessarily raised with like healthy food being a priority.
Yeah. And I think it's also to the point of our food, right? You know, we have a lot of very delicious, but unfortunately sometimes also not the best with health kind of ingredients, the kind of spices that we use, the kind of oils that we may choose to use. But I guess it's also the availability of it, right? If you, I think for myself, the thing that comes to mind besides Indian food and some of the Chinese based vegetarian places, it's like that is that all that I have to choose from?
Or you cook.
Yeah,
right?
Or you cook.
So, and then that becomes a whole other layer of things, like whether you have the time, whether you have the, in some cases, I guess some people also worry that buying organic things like that can be expensive.
Mm.
So there are all these different considerations that go into it. I don't think there's any doubt that most of us want to shift to healthy diets for a zero hunger world, right? In line with that theme. But I do think that there are some boundaries there. So yeah, let us know. I mean, do you think that you're eating a healthy diet right now? What did it take to make that shift? You can call us and let us know. 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're actually going to be speaking after this with a business owner who's kind of adapted to this new way of thinking about food, Elin Pao, who is the founder of Rawsome, and that is going to be coming your way after this. Send us your thoughts and keep it here on the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
It's coming up to 5:12 in the evening with Lynn and Kelvin, and we're talking about World Food Day today with the theme of Our Actions Are Our Future, Healthy Diets for a Zero Hunger World. Now, so that happened on Wednesday, not going to lie. But we do have an event coming up that is centered on food. So we're taking the opportunity. In case you missed it, Takeaway 2019 is happening on the 4th of November at Connection at the Vertical Bangsa South. If you would like to get tickets or, you know, just kind of look it up, you can. Please do, in fact. But we did want to talk a little bit also about this notion of eating healthily and how we're all making that shift, whether we're making that shift fast enough, and how businesses are responding to that. So on the line with us is the founder of Rossum, also one of the speakers at our event, Elin Pao. Elin, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hi. How are you?
We're well, thank you. You know, we talked about this a little bit earlier, right? Mm-hmm. The fact yeah. that generally speaking, Malaysian food is just right. full of spice and oil and fat. Yeah. And yeah. that's kind of the taste profile that a lot of us grew mm-hmm. up with. And given that that's our food culture, how have Malaysians been responding to the healthy food trends that have been going on?
I feel like this few years that there is some improvement on people who wanting to shift from eating healthily, eating not healthy to healthy. But then again, I don't think it is that significant. As much as they want to go healthy, I feel that there's part of them who still want their fried kway teow, their nasi lemak, their fried rice, and so on. So I think they need time to actually change their taste because they've been growing up eating nasi lemak for breakfast since they were like 7 or 8. So how do you expect them to change like overnight to become somebody healthy? I mean, I find it a struggle to even change my taste. But if it's not for Rossum, which I eat like almost 5 times a week, I could change my taste. But, you know, for now, like, you ask me to go and eat nasi lemak or fried kway teow, I think like, it's oily, it's a bit, you know, I will say no. But to the normal people who are trying to shift, I don't think it's that soon yet.
So then, just help me understand like why okay. You would try to get into this business, right? Seeing as the demand is kind of still correct. Growing, the trends are not yes. like at its peak yet.
Correct. So what I'm trying to do, if you actually look at our website, right, rossum.co, we try and cook things differently. You know, we try and make our nasi lemak healthier. Ingredients that we use are not so oily. We basically don't use oil, you know, and then we swap our rice with cauliflower. So it's actually slowly changing the diet scene. But I mean, when you say eating healthily, right, if you go to a Chinese restaurant, you would think your only option is going to an Indian restaurant, a Chinese restaurant. Do you know the Chinese restaurant that sells vegetarian food is actually very, very high in calories, in the sense of the way they cook it, the things that they use it, they deep fry, they stir fry, they use tons of oil. So these, you think it's healthy, but actually I don't think it's healthy at all. I feel that to be healthy doesn't mean that you cannot eat your meat or you eat vegetable, it's already healthy. No way. Take a vegetable and deep fry it and you're telling me tempura is healthy. It's not, you know. It's the way you cook it and things that you put inside to make a dish. That is the most important thing I feel when you put things in your mouth.
So, you know, we've been talking quite a bit about health, mm-hmm. But there's also mm-hmm. the issue of sustainability, right? Which is right. why you yeah. have people switching. Shift. Exactly. Yeah. So how much then is driving the shift for local consumers? You know, is it health or is it more environmentally sustainable? Which do you think is top of mind?
I think it's more for the environmental point of view, because everybody wants to have a better future for their kids, and you know, because there's only one planet that you're only living, right? So they try, they are, I don't think so much of their diet, but it's more of the trend. Yeah, not so much of the diet, because I don't think a lot of people can stand the vegan diet as much as they want. It's really, really difficult, especially with your cheese and your milk, you know. I think it's almost, I think it's not, I don't think everyone can do it, lah, you know, but they're doing it probably for a week, maybe they do it once a week, just for the sake of saving the world. But in the terms of long term, you need a lot of like discipline to do it.
So we do have a lot of different types of mm-hmm. healthy food diets out there. You mentioned vegan, but we also have mm-hmm. the keto, paleo, yes, gluten-free. Yes, how do you yes. separate the fats from the real deal? And how did you land on a type of healthy food that you wanted to focus your business on?
Okay, I don't believe in diets. I really don't believe your keto diet, your intermittent fasting, your, I don't know, your macros and whatever. I don't think, yes, you might be able to do it and you will lose a little bit of weight, but the minute you stop, the calories just come back. You will eat as much as possible, and it will last long, this diet trend. You have to have the habit, you know, of eating healthily, period. You know, don't go for diet trends because it will never happen. The minute you lose weight, and then next thing you know, oh, I'm like 5 kg lighter, and then next thing you know, you go to an ice cream parlor, you go to, I don't know, eat your fried chicken. So it's back to square one. So it's like trendy diets, I don't think it works. Right. I don't believe that.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, for your own menu then, how did you come up with that? And what have you noticed really kind of working for your customers?
Okay, for my customers, because we don't sell salad, so we are not a salad player. Mm-hmm. Okay, how I position our brand is more of like a healthier alternative for your everyday food. For example, we have pan mee, we have rendang, we have nasi lemak, because Malaysian cannot stay away from this kind of food, you know, like your fried rice, whatever. So what I did was I actually changed how I cook my nasi lemak. So you still get your nasi lemak, it's just low in calorie. You still get your rendang, it's just low in calorie. Instead of using meat, I just use tempeh. And in the pan mee, I use mushroom, and I cut down with the oil. So the way of me cooking actually makes it different from the other healthy players in the market right now. Because now the healthy player market, to them is like, oh, salad is already healthy. But the minute you put your dressing in, I don't think it's healthy anymore. So they have this misconception that as long as I eat vegetables and eat the dressing, I'm good. Actually, no law. If your salad comes with a fried chicken, I'm like, okay, it's good as thing. Bye-bye. You know? So people have this, as long as they eat raw vegetables, they think they're healthy. Actually, it doesn't work that way. Yeah.
And what are some of the challenges, the unique challenges that come from running a healthy food business?
Oh, you know, when we first started doing Rawson, we only started selling chia pudding. It was a struggle for us. This was in 2015, you know, when we started introducing chia pudding. People would think like, what is this, you know? Why is it price so expensive? How is it 13 ringgit 90 cent? I think it's just bijit sago, you know, they don't even know what's chia pudding. And we have done so many events, like giving out chia pudding, just to educate them, to tell them that this is a healthy food, a superfood. So things like that, that we need to constantly remind people, you know, like tell them, because the minute you don't tell them, right, they will go back to their square one, you know, like I think to eat healthy, right, it's a constant reminder that you have to let them know. It's a challenge for us. And for now, yes, it's growing, but a lot of people cannot accept this kind of lifestyle, eating healthy. They want to, but it's very hard. Because I have friends who, like, you know, I say, come, let's go to my restaurant. I was like, no way. It's just like healthy food, no meat, no beef. And then it's like, yeah. And I have experienced so many guys who are unwilling to even step into my place. They think it's a girly food. As long as they want, but they can't.
And how do you think, you know, we can overcome that idea? Because I do think that there is this notion of it's very hard sometimes to convert people who love their meat, right? Especially people who really associate eating meat, eating steak or whatever with its own version of health. I need my protein. Have you come up with any sort of way to kind of persuade your friends to set foot in your restaurant?
As much as I want to, a lot of them will do it maybe for the sake of doing it for you. But if you're telling them to change their lifestyle just to, you know, a beef is a beef is a beef. You know, I find that guys, especially guys, the minute you say there's no meat, right, it's like, bye-bye. It's very hard for them to convince. The only thing I feel that I can convince them is to have, I was thinking like an ambassador who is totally vegan, who has great body figure with six pack and all, and just to tell them, you know, even though you're a vegan or you eat healthily, what I'm trying to say is you don't need to have your meat to be like this. You know, you can actually have a healthy lifestyle to actually look like this. So I think for the male point of view, this is much more easier to tell them to change their mindset. Other than that, if you're just telling them the food is like that, I think they will say bye-bye, adios, amigos, bye. It's really hard. It's tough because I've been in this market for like 4 years, and I find it's a struggle. I mean, yeah, healthy food is growing, but I feel it's more for the female, working woman. But for the male, it's a little bit hard. It's very hard to convince.
And I guess with that in mind, and also the challenges that you're currently facing, do you see the healthy food business booming in a big way here, as it has in other countries?
I think it is going to be big. but it will take time. It will take time. I think the younger generation now are actually more open to eating healthily. Like looking at my customer database, they are younger. It's either very young or either very old. So the older ones were like, oh, you know, I am getting older. You know, I can't eat my meat so much. You know, I have to have a healthier option. So actually my customer base is either very young or either very old. The younger ones is because it's trendy. You know, you have the impossible meat, your that all those US thingy, right? So to them, being a vegan is a trend. So everyone wants to be a vegan. So in between is really hard because when they were younger, they don't even know what is healthy. You know, they don't even have this kind of healthy lifestyle. So yeah, so the younger ones, when they grow big, this will be the boom lah, you know. But the old one, then they will opt because they just want to be healthy and want to live longer. Mm. And they know. Mm.
But there is a market lah, so that's good to know.
Yes, it is. It's just that it's just slowly growing. And we have to really be able to manage and sustain and hold as long as possible. As long as these youngsters grow up, and the boom will, I feel the boom will definitely grow as well.
Elin, thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You just heard from Elin Pao, founder of Rawsome. You will also be able to hear more of her at our takeaway event. You can get tickets now at bfm.my/takeaway. And again, that's a reminder, it's happening on November 4th. We did tell you we were shameless. We did warn you. But coming back to what we're quote-unquote actually talking about, which is about dietary shifts, right? Whether or not we're making them at all, whether or not we're shifting the way we eat, whether it's for the sake of our health or whether it's for the sake of the environment. Is that something that you're currently doing? Is that something you're in the middle of it? Have you already done it? Do you have no plans whatsoever to do it? Let us know. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
We have this message here from Raghu that says the biggest change, if one hasn't done it yet, is to drastically reduce sugar intake. It's the simplest and most significant change towards better health. The more sophisticated food choices like vegan, organic, keto, paleo and so on will then be icing on the cake, pun intended.
You know, I really like this tip, partly because it is not, it's not zero sum.
Yeah.
So it's like, don't take any sugar.
Yeah.
Instead, and it's also a very simple tip to retain. You know, drastically reduce your sugar intake. One thing. I think it's a lot easier to give people one thing to do than it is to give people several. It's like, you can eat avocados, but then don't eat this other form of fat.
Yeah.
You can eat lean this. You can't eat... I think those sorts of things are something that kind of come with a lot more reading, with a lot more practice, but as a short-term thing, a single tip, this is a great one.
Yeah, I agree. And I think with sugar-based products, it's also easier to kind of tell like where they come from because it looks really fancy. It's in your cakes, it's in your juices, it's in, you know, sometimes fruit, but, you know, fruit also has, it offsets itself by being a healthy food. Well, it's also one of the easier ways to do it, right? If you take, for example, in my case, what I'm trying to do is trying to reduce the amount of meat I'm trying to eat and eventually going full vegan when that becomes possible.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also a bit hard to track because it requires you to actually remember how much meat you've taken for that week or for that month.
Yes, especially if you're counting it that way. M, meanwhile, says, I think the best diet is a balanced one, but it's never that simple because a balanced diet is not a one diet that fits all. And I think that is exactly what we've been talking about. But, you know, M, if you found your balanced diet, tell us how. And for, you know, we want to hear from you. Like, have you made any sort of shifts in your diet recently, whether it's for health reasons, whether it's for environmental reasons? Talk to us. Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio and pop it live with us. It's the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.